Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and today we're going to talk about expressive elements in soloing. I know this is going to be a great session today because recently I went to the Chicago area for a period of several weeks, and for 6 days of that 2.5 week period, we talked about teaching expressive elements, and this session is going to be a condensation, not of all 6 days, but of the basic elements of expression. And a lot of them, you know, there were some I didn't know at all. Most of them I knew, but most of them I don't really use as much as I could. So it was wonderful for me to explore those for my own personal playing. And in this session, you know, I personally am going to benefit because, as the old saying goes, if you really want to learn something, teach it, you know. So I'm going to be demonstrating these things partly for my own benefit, but mostly so you can hear them in context, like okay, you know, do this, but then, you know, what are the possibilities within that? You might not, so you'll see what I mean. And I'm going to hook up a series of backing tracks as we go along as well, so you can hear them in context. The two main things when a beginner, let's just call it a beginner, even though intermediate players sometimes do this too, when people learn like a scale, like a pentatonic scale, for example, like everybody learns sort of A minor pentatonic first, I don't know why. You know, the two main things that beginners do that like more experienced guitarists don't do when they first learn to solo is, one, they play notes. There's no clear delineation of when the phrase ends and when the next one begins. They'll just go like, here, let's just get an A minor groove going. If I go, you know, they'll go, right? And they'll just keep playing notes the whole time. That's one thing. And also, if you notice, there were no expressive elements. It was just note after note. And no matter what your level of right now, this second area, which is the area we're going to talk about today, expressive elements, you can always do more of. And, you know, what they kept saying over and over is it's refinement of phrases that really makes a great player. On the bandstand, people, myself included, tend to get adrenaline, and we constantly think, oh, I got to do something. You know, I just did something, now I got to do something else, or I got to do something cool, or, you know, it's like too many ideas too quick, and we're all over the place, and there's not enough. But this session isn't about like phrasing, having clear phrases, or even phrase congruency, which is another aspect of it, which has another session that I've made. Both of those other areas, the actual phrasing part and the phrase congruency part, I've already made audio series, I don't know. So more than one series. So this one is on expressive elements. So you're going to learn, you already probably know things like bends, right? You already know vibrato, and you already know slides, and you know maybe double stops, or and you may know hammer-ons and pull-offs. You know, but A, how much do you really use them? B, how much do you combine them? And C, if you're doing either of those, you know, how expressive are those notes really for you? Are you really digging into the emotion that you could be? All right, so that's what this session is about. Have fun. Here we go.